Or stop by their dealership in Troy, Missouri, right off Highway 61, just south of Troy. Paying top dollar. See you soon.
Playing the new country stars first. 99.9 KFAV, Warrenton, Herman, Montgomery City.
It is time for us to ask the expert, and joining me in the phone lines today from the Barnes-Jewish St. Peter's Hospital Progress West Hospital Group, we have Dr. John Park. He is a board-certified physician in otolaryngology. He's head and neck surgery, and he sees patients at Progress West Hospital. You can we'll tell you how you can schedule an appointment with a doctor at the end of our chat this morning, but we're going to talk about something we hear a lot about, maybe don't know a lot about, and that is sleep apnea. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. What exactly is sleep apnea?
Yeah. Obstructive sleep apnea is a condition that could affect a lot of Americans and occurs when the airway collapses during sleep and blocks the flow of oxygen to the brain, which then, unfortunately, the brain then senses the lack of oxygen and wakes the body up. And what happens then is that the cycle repeats throughout the night and causes poor disruptive sleep, which then makes you feel tired during the day. It can cause issues with workplace issues like accidents and car accidents, memory, stroke, heart attack, and worst-case scenario, even to death.
We hear the term ENT. What is an ENT?
ENT, or ear, nose, and throat doctor, treats patients of all ages for ear and hearing issues, nasal obstruction, sinus issues, allergy problems, and, of course, throat issues as well, like tonsils, sore throat, and, of course, sleep and voice problems also.
Mm-hmm. So I guess then why would someone be referred to an ENT for a sleep-related issue?
Sleep apnea is typically diagnosed with sleep study and is typically treated with continuous positive airway pressure or CPAP therapy, and that's where the pressure is used to keep the airway open through the night as you're sleeping. Patients can be referred to ENT for issues relating to the CPAP tolerance and for possible surgical treatment, or for other issues like nasal airway obstruction or throat issues like tonsil hypertrophy, which could block the airway, and removing that can cause improvement in the breathing.
I've heard a lot about advancements being made in this area. What is the Inspire Therapy mask-free obstructive sleep apnea treatment?
Yeah, Inspire Therapy is a exciting new treatment for options for those who cannot use the CPAP therapy or have trouble using it. It's a mask-free therapy and involves an implant, which then works in the body to sense the natural breathing pattern and allows the mild stimulation of the airway during sleep so that the airway is open when you're inspiring or breathing in. There's a small handheld remote which turns the device on when you need it, so you can use it anytime you want to go to sleep, basically.
Who qualifies for that treatment?
Well, anybody who's over 18 years of age with a moderate to severe sleep apnea who has tried the CPAP therapy and has been unable to use it or tolerate it, depending on different factors like mask, not sitting right, or claustrophobia and things like that. In most cases, it is covered well by insurance, which, of course, will be verified before the procedure.
Sure. So what can we expect then after that procedure?
The procedure is done in an outpatient setting and takes a couple of hours, and we recommend light activity for about 2 to 3 weeks or so, and we typically have patients do neck rolling exercise for a few weeks to make sure there's no tightening of the area. And then you visit with a sleep specialist in about a month to turn on the machine and test it and make sure everything's working okay. The battery on the implant, which goes above the chest wall, lasts for about 11 years, so a good amount of time.
Yeah.
We feel that this represents a significant advancement in treatment of sleep apnea, so it's a very good option and very exciting option for patients.
Absolutely, yeah. Just one quick question. Just because you snore, does that mean you have sleep apnea?
Not necessarily. You can snore without having the sleep apnea. Then the only way to really tell is if you have symptoms of falling asleep easy during the day or morning headaches, and or we have to do a sleep study to verify that indeed there is the apnea present.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. Doctor, thanks for sharing with us today. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
It's Dr. John Park. Again, he is a board-certified physician in otolaryngology, head and neck surgery, and he sees patients at Progress West Hospital. You can schedule an appointment with Dr. Park by calling 636-928-WELL as we ask the expert this morning on KFAV.
Good morning. We hope.